All right, it is your Mountain of Rock, Q94, and the Coach's Show continues as we head to Willow Springs and head coach of the Willow Bears, Travis Payne. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Congratulations on a really nice win last Friday night.
Thank you. We went to Kabul and played a tough team, and we're able to come out with the win. And a great win for the program, a great win for the kids.
Yeah, 2-1 on the year, and and again, like you said, a really good opponent on the road. And it is hard to win in this conference on the road, and you guys were able to come in there and get that. Take us through it. Take us through last week's game.
Well, first quarter, we're down 8-0 and struggling to move the ball, and they're just driving on us. But when we kind of got things going and connected, all of a sudden, I look up and it's 44-8, and we're just rolling. You talk about momentum a lot. It was our first touchdown, snowballed to the next one and the next one. We just really got it going from the second quarter on, and had a great game.
Oh, absolutely, man. When you can get our good buddy Mo on your side, it is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, tonight you've got the Mountain Grove Panthers, another SCA opponent, and they're coming off a tough loss, and tonight is going to be a dandy football game. And how had this week's practice went for your Bears and to prepare for tonight's opponent?
Oh, we had a great week of practice. I think it was our best week of preparation that we've had so far. We really cleaned things up and fixed a few things that we needed to fix, and I think we're looking sharp.
Now, who were some of your top performers in last week's win that, you'd like to see that momentum carry over into tonight?
Gavin Ferguson had another big night. He had 3 touchdowns, 170 yards rushing, so big night for him.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of used 2 quarterbacks. We had Ryan Friga threw some great balls, and I had a couple touchdowns, and then Taylor Rothermet came in and ran the ball very well, but also threw a touchdown. So we did a lot of great things, played well up front. We were led by Scooter Osborne up front and Warren Edis, our guards. Zeppelin Gilman had a great game at center, so we did pretty good.
Yeah, man, when you can get that line of scrimmage going in your favor, good things happen, doesn't it?
Yep. Another great performer, Ryan Kohler, had over 100 yards receiving and a touchdown, mm-hmm. Which is big for us.
Yes, absolutely. Ryan's a super kid, too. He is a great kid.
Oh, yeah.
And, tonight, the Mountain Grove Panthers, now, are you at home tonight?
No, it's at Mountain Grove.
It is at Mountain Grove. Now, you folks out there listening, you'll be able to catch the game on our sister station, Classic Country, KUKU 100.3. And, Coach, feeding those Bears, they gotta have their bellies full. You had some help with the community on that?
Yeah, our community's been great. Our kids are always eating and always full. And that's great for their growth, and we don't ever want to get hungry, so. The community's done a great job. Our churches, our moms, and all kinds of other people, our booster club, everyone's just helping us out in every way. Can't thank those people enough for the support, and we've got plenty.
And Coach Swallum, Coach Swallum out there helping you out as well. It's nice to see him back out there on the sideline.
Yeah, Coach had a lot of success here, and he's been a great member of our team here, just doing a great thing.
Right on. Hey, everybody, again, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, 2-1 Willow Springs Bears, Travis Payne. Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll check back in with you next week, okay?
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, again, Coach Payne, head coach of the Willow Bears.